اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Today here we are with brother Fawad Haider and I'm really happy to say hello to him. Fawad, salam, how are you?
Salam, sir. I'm fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Surah An-Nisa, verse 14 on page 79. Fawad, ready to listen first to the recitation?
Yes.
All right.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين.
That was a nice recitation, mashallah. Brothers and sisters, stay with IRB English Radio every day, the same time, inshallah. We'll have a Quranic session on practical tajweed rules and practicing the recitation of the Quranic Kareem, inshallah. And also, we will have a short explanation. So, in this ayah, Fawad, let's talk about this ayah, like, just a bit, explain it, okay? From the Tafasir books. Then, inshallah, for the details and more explanations, first and foremost, I want Fawad and our brothers and sisters who are listening to IRB English Radio right now, I want you, inshallah, to refer to the Tafasir books and read more. So, Fawad, Allah Almighty says in Ayah 14 of Surah An-Nisa, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها وله عذاب مهين. Very beautiful ayah, and this is a warning for us, okay? For anybody who believes in God, anybody who believes in Islamic rulings, okay? Ahkam, for what? All right? So this is a warning. In the previous ayah, look. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ Allah Almighty said, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ These are the Allah Almighty's rulings, okay? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty says what? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ The one who obeys. But in this ayah, Allah Almighty says what? But whoever disobeys Allah and His apostle. So obedience and disobedience. These two are compared in these two verses. So in the previous verse, we talked about this, that whoever obeys Allah Almighty and His apostle, what will happen to them? Yudkhilhu? Jannat. Allah Almighty will let them enter the Jannah. Okay? And in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, whoever disobeys Allah and His apostle, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ and transgresses the bounds set by Allah Almighty and crosses the red lines, okay? The red lines. So what happens? In the previous ayah, those who are obeying, يُدْخِلْهُ jannat. In this ayah, those who disobey, يُدْخِلْهُ
النَّار.
النَّار. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He shall make him enter a fire to remain in it forever. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ And there will be humiliating punishment for him. So what happens? Why is this? Look, there is like a list of instructions. You got a goal, a purpose, okay? Like the previous example, I want to give you the same example here. A muscular body. You want to get ready for example, a competition, okay? So this is like, for example, what do you say? That is like a competition, okay, that needs you to be so muscular, okay? Bodybuilding show, okay? So here, you got to get ready. You got what? For example, 1 year time to get ready for that competition, okay? Bodybuilding competition, okay? So here, you got to get ready. Go and work out. You go to a gym, you go to a trainer, you ask him, sir, I need to get ready for this competition. So can you please give me some kind of instructions so I can get ready? So the coach, okay, or the trainer gives you like a list of instructions and do's and don'ts, yes? That you have to do these things, you have to avoid these things. So you want to get that to that like muscular body, that body shape, yeah? You want to have. So there are two cases. You go, follow the instructions, you get to the goal. So what happens? The result?
You win the competition.
Gotcha. The result is that you win. What about you kind of become, you show laziness. You don't make your efforts to follow all the instructions like completely and correctly. What happens to you? The date of the competition arrives. Okay. This is, for example, the day, the competition day. What happens to you? How do you feel?
Ashamed.
Ashamed. Why? Why I didn't do? You will like what? You burn in, from inside. Why? I had time. I had the instructions. I had everything. I just became lazy. That's what happens exactly to a person who has the instructions, Islamic instructions, but he does not follow. So in the day of judgment, he will be ashamed of himself that he sees everybody is having like a happy life. They are going to Jannah, and he is not going to Jannah. Of course, he will regret that day. That's the message. Inshallah, go to the Fasir books, okay? And learn about the Islamic rulings more and more, about the explanation more.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
So, Fawad, that's it from the explanation. That was a nice message, yes? Fawad, now it's time for what?
Tajweed rules.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to now. Now it's time to mention some Tajweed rules and practice the recitation of this ayah. Fawad, what do you think the first important point here in this ayah should be like about Tajweed? It should be?
Pronunciations
of the letter. So would you please help us with the letters that we really must focus on and pay attention to them to pronounce them correctly, and they might be a bit difficult. So
the first one is wa.
Wa, all right. So wa, we don't have va in Arabic. That's a nice point. Wa, like W, you say what? When? You don't say when. That V sound we have in English, like very, all right? But we don't have it in Arabic, so we have wa sound. All right, next one.
Ain
doesn't exist in English, so we have it in Arabic. So all you need to do is like pronounce it with a throaty sound. Pull some air back, okay? Very easy. Go on.
Then sod.
Sod. It has like a whistling sound. Not too much. No. It's a bit different from the scene. Okay, next one.
Ha.
Ha. Nice one. Ha, the soft one. It's the same as H sound in English. Next.
Ha.
Ha, the throaty one. Nice one. Ha and ha. Okay, next one. Kha, right? Khalidan fiha. Kha.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a heavy sound. And the last one.
Dhal.
Dhal, adhab. So these letters are important. They matter. really much, okay? And you should pay attention to them. Okay, the tajweed rules now, the recitation. One thing, Fawad, I think we have many rules, and I'm sure many rules, four rules, yes? For tanween and nun sakin. So here we got a tanween, waman. Then we have the letter ya. Can you explain about the tanween and nun sakin? The rules?
So when tanween or nun comes,
okay,
nun sakin.
All right.
The next letter
matters.
After, matters after the word.
Okay.
So it should be in the group of four basic rules.
Okay. Which rules?
Idgham.
Idgham.
Idhar, ikhfa, and ikhfa,
and iqlab. So these four rules: idgham, ikhfa, idhar, and iqlab. So it means you say that we should apply one of these rules right after the
nun sakin and tanween.
So that letter that comes after the nun sakin or tanween, it matters. It should match one of these four letters. So four groups, yes?
Four groups of letters.
Uh-huh. So yeah, like in which group?
It's in group of the Yarmalun letters, which consists the rule idgham.
Idgham. So what does it mean, idgham?
So it basically means merging.
Oh, merging
merge
this way.
Ya to noon, and you make a double noon sound.
All right.
Like more.
Double ya sound, you mean, yes?
Yes, double
ya. Yeah, double ya sound. So this way, waman is changed to wamay, right? وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. So that's all. وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Do you see the baby wa? What does it say?
You should stretch it.
Extend the sound or stretch it, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, good. So for two counts. وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ. For the dalev, it appears sakin.
Yes.
Do we have a rule?
Yeah, there are five letters.
All right, which letters?
Which, if they're sakin,
all right,
qutbijat letters.
Qutbijat, qaf, ta, ba, jim, and dal. So, brothers
so
and sisters,
if these five letters are sakin,
mm-hmm,
we pronounce a bouncing or an echoing sound for them, like yud.
Yudkhilhu, mashallah. Thank you. Yudkhilhu. So, if you want to recite it beautifully, you have to follow these rules, yes? An echoing sound produced with the dal. Yudkhilhu. Right. Now, ran khalidan. We got a tanween. After the tanween, we have kha.
So, it's izhar. No
izhar.
Difference.
So, it means what?
No change.
No changes. Good, good. Now, ran khalidan. Kha. It's a heavy letter.
Yes.
Pronouncing with a heavy sound, yes?
Yes.
Khalidan. Khalidan. Okay. Khalidan has a tanween.
Then
fa. Fa matches the
rest of the letters.
And we should
Hide the sound.
خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Tanween plus mim.
Idgham.
Idgham. Merge the sound. عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. So, I'll recite. Let's practice this together. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, practice with us. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مهين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. We hope inshallah you have learned this and this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks Fawad for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن